You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet, and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
This doesn't make much sense.
What happened?
I get that weather in the greater Rochester area can be a pain in the ass.
This is a rough place to live, man.
In the wintertime. Well, yeah, if you're a pansy, but...
You gotta be rugged. Man's man. Weatherman.
Damn right.
Snowman.
We also know that major weather events that have, like, locked us all down for a couple of days only happen, like, every 20 years.
Yeah.
Right? But when it comes to the most of this in the world, do you know we are, like, close to the most in the world?
Wow, in harshness?
I know that didn't make sense. I'm trying to illustrate. I'll explain.
Right. Rank high.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into it. Here it is. Rochester, New York is one of the snowiest cities on the planet.
Yeah, as far as a major city, yeah, I would think so.
Oh, really? You knew this?
Well, just consistent.
Yeah, I think they've mentioned this before.
Have they mentioned it? They've mentioned it before. I also think we're one of the called Soft Boys and Weather.
I think we're also one of the dankest as far as like sunlight.
There's no such thing as dank is not a word. You made that word up.
Dank is a word?
Really? Define dank.
Might be a word.
No, I know it's a word. It's not in the way he describes it. You can't quantify dank.
Dank would be a gloomy. A day. It'll be a dank day.
A gloomy, dank day.
Yeah.
No sun.
He defines the word dank by using the word dank.
A cold, chilly, sunless day would be a dank day.
Okay.
Much like your comedy act. Very gloomy and dank.
Dank. Damp, musty, and typically cold.
That's your comedy act.
Musty, musty.
Oh, you have one of the mustiest acts out there,
only because your mom showed up to watch it, opened her legs. Look, according to a new report done by AccuWeather, Rochester, New York, is the ninth snowiest major city on planet Earth.
So they show us who we're hanging around with?
Yeah, so we're the second snowiest major American city. Syracuse was ahead of us in that.
By like a lot this year, right?
Oh, well, no, it's not just this year. Oh, this is like overall.
Gotcha. Syracuse number one.
And Buffalo was one spot behind us at 10. So three.
We line right up.
Yep. Right on the snow belt. Yeah.
Yep.
So they did the measurements in centimeters. They say that Rochester averages 251 centimeters of snow per year. Kimmy, can we Americanize that so we understand what we're dealing with?
It's a lot.
251 centimeters is how many inches?
7 foot.
How many centimeters in an inch?
7 foot. That's 7 foot.
27.
It's about 98 inches.
98 inches of snow a year. That's what we average.
About 7 foot.
You're going to tell me both of you thought that we were one of the top 10 snowiest cities.
Well,
of
a major city. I mean, yeah, you could say like Oswego or Watertown, but they're not big cities. So, I mean, as far as major metropolitan areas, I would think so. I mean, who else would it be?
No, but I didn't think the world. Yes. Because there are places that where it just looks like there's always, I just assume there's always snow there.
Yes.
Like,
no, but it's the amount of snow.
Like go way, way up into Canada, Alaska. Like, I just thought
those are small cities.
No, but like Montreal, Toronto, Vancouver.
But they're still cities.
Toronto's not on a lake.
Toronto's on the other side of a lake. It's on the wrong. It's like Chicago doesn't get a lot of snow because it sits on the leeward side of the lake.
The leeward side of the lake.
If you're on the windward side, you would get the lake.
You're just making stuff up.
Am I?
Leeward side of the lake.
Like, I thought there were
Leeward
places.
Lake was one of my favorite Chicago blues musicians.
How did that song go?
Well, yeah, that song, On the Wrong Side of the Lake.
I was born on the wrong side of the lake,
why
baby.
Are you stopping your
I got no snow because we're on the leeward side.
Shut up.
They named it after my ass.
Like, aren't there cities in, like, more mountainous areas
yeah.
that are always
Again, they're
snow?
Not big cities.
Denver.
Okay, but it doesn't have to be a big city.
Yes,
it's just,
does.
It
These
has
are
to be
major cities.
It's major cities. It's a major city.
Yes, okay,
I get
gotcha.
That.
Denver, no.
Yeah,
but
Yellowknife gets pretty goddamn cold.
Denver, Colorado, I would have thought was snowier than Rochester, New York. It's in the effing Rockies, for God's
yeah,
sake.
Yeah, but the Rockies catch most of their weather.
Oh, right, it's on the leeward side of the Rockies.
It is.
Stupid-ass bitch.
You don't forget, Denver does not sit. It sits at the foot
of
the Rockies.
Oh, no, it's time for geography time with Mad Boobs. On the leeward side of his chest.
So your mama was hanging out.
Look, it does not feel like we're one of the snowiest cities in America. When is the last time, or in the world?
I've never seen such a climate denier than you.
Climate
because,
denier!
Like, we'll walk in here and go, it sucks.
I know we got a lot of snow.
13 degrees, he'll go, what are you talking about?
But we don't have it like all year round.
And here's the thing. The fact that you can walk in here and see me say that lets you know we don't get enough snow to keep us in our house. When is the last time?
But we're really good at removing the snow.
When is the last time that we got so much snow that you couldn't go anywhere or do anything? Like yeah. snowed in, no yeah. solution, totally screwed.
I don't know.
This year on New Year's, we got blasted for like 3 days with a ton of snow. Nothing stopped. Yeah. Everyone went about their
But yeah,
day.
That's credit too to the system we have set up
well,
in
listen
this
to
town.
You. Way to go. This goes on.
I
all
say
this.
That to you, Plumman.
All the snowplow drivers on the leeward side of the lake. A top 10 city for snowfall in the world feels like it should have more issues with snow than we have.
Do we have number one? Like, who's, like, the worst?
Yes, I do.
Is it, like, Moscow? But I bet it's not even that.
No. So, all three of the snowiest major cities in the world are Japanese cities.
Oh.
Damn.
Aomori City, Sapporo, and Toyoma. And I don't know if I'm probably
well,
not.
Because they're on the wayward side of the ocean.
No, it's not what they say.
What was it again?
Leeward. Wayward side of the ocean.
What was that?
Yeah, but those are probably higher up.
Yeah, you think that's what you mean, like Denver?
Denver's,
again. Oh, Aomori City is on the leeward side.
Aomori sits in this.
Mount Fuji. You dumbass.
The Yakushima mountain range.
You should Yaka the F up.
I would have never guessed Japan.
Me neither. I didn't. Okay, can I say something?
But they've also held a couple of Summer Olympics. I mean, Winter Olympics here.
Okay, I want to say something stupid. You're right. You had the Nagano Games.
And Sapporo.
Every time I think of Asian countries, I think of like hot.
Really?
I never think
because
of
you
snow.
Think of Vietnam and Cambodia
yeah,
and the places
Laos.
That are like yeah.
yeah.
But like North Korea is horribly cold in the winter.
I didn't know this. Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess I should have. I never think of Asian countries
and,
having snow.
Yeah, but even like Beijing gets snow.
Yeah. There have
it
been
does.
Winter
yeah.
Olympics
so
in
like
China.
Yeah, the northern part of China gets a lot of snow. Like, but they have a really good plow system.
Do they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guys on bicycles, but they get it done.
How are there not more cities in Canada?
I agree.
They get snow.
Like, look,
more
Toronto,
snow.
Montreal, Vancouver.
Vancouver.
Calgary. Like, those are four major cities. Yeah. You're going to tell me Calgary out yeah. in the plains yeah. don't get more snow than we do.
Apparently it doesn't, though.
252 WCMF, 252-9263. Again, Rochester is a top 10 snow city in the world. We average 251 centimeters of snow. What's that in Americans again?
98, 99 inches.
Inches. Mm-hmm. We came in at number 9. Buffalo is just behind us. Syracuse a couple of spots over us. So the three American cities that showed up on this list are all on 90. Which,
damn.
You know, in retrospect, maybe poor highway planning.
Yeah, maybe.
Let's build this road on the belt of the snowiest place in the world. I don't know. Like Eric brings up a good point on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. Buffalo gets feet of lake snow every year. How are we above them? I don't remember the last time we got a foot of snow.
Well, maybe we get it more consistently where they get like just dumped on.
And that always, Buffalo, the city doesn't always get the snow. Sometimes it goes south of Buffalo.
Yeah. Oh, on the leeward side.
Yes.
Kimmy, can you Google what leeward means?
Yeah.
Thank you.
So there's a windward side.
Oh, look, now he's panicking.
There's a windward
Bob,
side.
Bob Woodward side.
Yeah, and Kimmy doesn't know who that is. And a leeward side. Go ahead, ask her.
Who's Bob Woodward?
I don't know.
Bobby Knight's assistant coach in 1982.
Season on a brink.
Leeward. Situated on or toward the side, sheltered from the wind.
Oh, thank you.
How is Toronto sheltered from the wind of the lake?
Because the lake side, okay?
Here we go. Buckle up, everybody.
The wind comes across the lake and dumps it over on the other side.
It's going away from
Toronto. It goes away from the lake. So it runs across. So where Toronto sits.
You're talking all this crap.
Sits on the side of the lake that doesn't receive the snow.
Is that what it does?
The leeward
is that
side. The wind
moves
across the lake.
East.
And that's why, you know, Oswego gets crushed in Watertown. Watertown has got to be one of the snowiest places on earth.
One of my favorite songs from Kansas was Carry On My Leeward Son.
How'd that go?
Carry on my leeward son. You won't need coats. There is no
Toronto's
snow.
On the wrong
Shut
side
up.
Of the
Shut up. Shut up. But this proves once and for all, this story, that you and Kimmy need to quit bitching.
No, we're right.
No,
we live in one of the roughest.
I don't always complain about the snow. I complain about the dankness, the cold.
Stop using dankness.
I don't even care that it snows. I would almost like the snow isn't my biggest bitch. It's just that it's gloomy.
The chill.
There's no snow or there's no sun for 6 months out of the year.
Hear me out.
It's a very depressing place to live.
No, when you're right around 1993, it started being very depressing. All me and the other folks.
All me and
the other folks who listen to your show here all winter long is how much the winter sucks for
me. It does.
Well, if we're one of the worst cities in the world for snow, and this is as bad as we get it, we've got a pretty damn good deal going. Mm-hmm. With all the other natural disasters, you can't really work through it when it shows up. You don't have a day in Florida with just a little bit of a hurricane. There's no slight tornado shows up in the Midwest, right?
But we're starting to get tornadoes.
But
we're starting to get earthquakes.
Well, you don't believe it because we're on the leeward side of the NATO. Every single city in America deals with something.
Yes,
and if you had to choose a problem for your town, it turns out if you were one of the top 10 cities in the world for hurricanes, you wouldn't be able to have a house.
You did get a new house every couple of years.
If you were one of the top 10 cities in the world for earthquakes, you'd be petrified every single day.
Whereas L.A.
Maybe. Dip. We're one of the top 10 cities in the world for snow, and we get everywhere we have to go all the time. Shut up.
True.
Quit your bitch.
All right, so we're safe.
You bitch-ass bitch.
We're just dank and depressed.
No, it's more than safe. It's
super safe.
Pleasant.
Pleasant. This is not pleasant weather.
No.
I enjoy it. I enjoy this.
You enjoy it because you never had nice. You had rough. Get it.
Right.
You come from squalor. Kimmy's been out west. She's been to Palm Springs and L.A.
I've been all over the country.
Bro, she goes nice.
I think I'm a desert person. I think that would be
my
ideal.
No, I agree with you. You're a giant desert.
Ideal
a desert of talent.
Promotion.
Put me in the desert.
No, man. When I go to warm climates, I want to get back to Arkansas.
Because you're a big sweaty boy.
Yeah.
I'm dainty. I don't sweat.
Most men in this town are big, tough, sweaty boys. Mm-hmm. You.
Well, is that your fantasy? Is that why it's paradise for you here on a Saturday night?
Because we're cold?
No, because you're like the big old sweaty men.
We get shirtless in the cold. I don't understand what's happening.
I don't either.
If we are a top 10 snow city in the world, and we only have it as bad as we know we have it. Snow is not that bad.
I'm going to go out and embrace it today, man.
Because it's 50. It's going to be 60 degrees on January 9th. You guys are my 15-year-old daughter. You complain. Find something to complain about everything. You bitch about the cold.
That's what us girls do.
We get a 60-degree
day. You bitch about the sun. So when it come July, you're going to be us.
My wife. You're
going to be like, this is great.
My wife is a dermatologist. Is that my wife? That's a terrible impression of my wife.
No, that's you.
Hello, it's a diagnosis. I don't want to get melanoma. So, I'm going to stay out of the sun.
Okay.
For my health.
Good for you.
What are you going to get? Snowanoma? No.
Is that a thing?
No. Oh. I don't think.
Hypothermia.
Snow cancer? It's not cancer. Nisa writes us on Instagram. Duffy and WCMF, easiest way to get us. Because you said Toronto doesn't get snow because it's on the leeward side of the lake. She writes, based on the way the jet stream works, Toronto should actually get less snow than us. But otherwise, I agree with Pat. The winter here is nice. The snow is beautiful. We have it
the
nice
snow
here.
Is beautiful.
The snow is beautiful.
Lovely right
it
now.
It is beautiful.
Brown snow.
Slush.
Yeah.
Because it's what you
the
want.
The snow is nice
slop.
For a day.
Okay.
And then it turns into slush
and
grossness.
Slop.
Okay.
I mean, you hate shoveling. You hate doing all things in the snow.
Yeah. No, I shovel now. I shovel now. I'm a transformed
man. Doesn't
mean
you like it.
I know. I actually find myself enjoying shoveling snow only because I have...
You're old.
Well, I have a 13-year-old, a 15-year-old, and I'm married, so like I do need a little piece of quiet every once in a while, right? I am now public enemy number one in my house at all times, and the shovel does not judge.
All right.
Right? Put that on a t-shirt. Sell at the Rock Shop.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What might make this story so scary?
What's that?
Personally, based on the suspect's age and gender, I would have assumed this thing she threatened these people with was real.
Oh.
Because there are people, you may understand why they would have this thing. In this case, it makes no sense why someone like this would have this item just lying around the house.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy?
Yeah, buddy.
Feel like taking a trip out to Canandaigua?
Oh, let's do it.
Back on December 28th, there was an incident on Saltonstall Street.
Saltonstall?
In Canada. Some kind of disturbance between two people.
Yeah.
And we don't know what happened with that disturbance. Mm. But at some point, a suspect pointed a gun at two other people while threatening to harm them. Police were called. They did an investigation. And the next day, they arrested a 58-year-old woman.
Damn.
She, according to...
Gun-toting woman.
In love with a two-timing man.
That's it.
She allegedly pointed the gun at those two folks. But that gun, it turns out, Tommy, is not what it seems.
Oh, it's a... But it wasn't a gun?
Well, it was a gun, but police discovered it was a BB gun.
Oh, okay.
That she pointed at those two other people.
Yeah.
A 58-year-old woman with a BB gun.
BB-toting woman.
What am I missing here?
Hmm.
Well, she might have it for... the purpose of scaring
it could
people.
Have been one of her kids' guns.
Could be that too.
58.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I mean, the
well,
kid left
still
it there.
Have it in your house.
Okay. Yeah. You never threw it out. Yeah.
All right. Let's walk down this road.
Yeah.
Shooting right. Squirrels.
Squirrel shooting. Phone number is 252-WCMF. 252-9263. There are people that should own BB guns. 13-year-old boys.
Yeah.
Should own BB guns.
Sure.
If you told me that a man of any age own a BB gun, weird.
Yeah.
But still checks out. Understandable.
Mm.
Can someone give me any reason, outside of the BB gun was still there from her kit,
BB toting granny,
why a woman of any age would have a BB gun lying around her house? Adult woman BB gun.
Well, she shouldn't unless, like I said, she raised a young boy.
Okay.
The boy left and left his BBs behind. Okay. That's the only reason that gun could be around. But the fact that she has access to it, because I could see, like, that's something that would be
you'd
in a garage.
Dig it out of the,
or in a basement. Yeah,
it'd be in storage.
It'd be in a box somewhere. But the fact that she had access to it immediately is a little disturbing.
Okay. So you agree with me that any woman who owns a BB gun is unexplained.
Yeah, she's got a BB gun on her hip.
I could see, you know.
And she don't take no lip. Chew the back of spit.
I could see having it, if you live alone, having it maybe for protection, again, to scare people off potentially.
Okay.
Because if it looks real, I mean, these people obviously thought it was real.
But let's talk about that. A woman owning an actual gun, Kimmy, for self-defense reasons, it's her right.
Yeah.
Maybe she can't have a real gun.
I understand
I don't
that.
Know.
Okay, but like, in my head, if the allegations are true, and what you're saying is correct, that she has it to scare people, that would make this more dangerous.
Yeah.
How does that old saying go?
It's not a safe reason.
Well, but like, you know, that old saying is don't take it out unless you're going to use it. If you take that gun out and someone else thinks it's real, you don't know what they have on
there. Yeah, that's true.
Right?
Yeah.
You don't know what
they have the real version of the BB gun.
Exactly. And now they think they're under, you know, you're a threat. They want to keep themselves safe. Also, threatening someone with a BB gun is still super illegal.
Yeah.
This woman was arrested for what happened. She was facing two counts of menacing.
Under the BB Act.
It's not like she could be like, oh, well, it's a BB gun, so just I get to go home now. Everything's totally fine. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. First of all, are there any women willing to admit on this show that they own a BB gun, and can you tell us why you own a BB gun as a lady?
And they have access to it, right?
Yeah, I know where my BB gun is. And
at all times.
I could get my BB gun if I wanted to.
That's right.
Tommy, would you play with a BB gun right now if someone offered it to you?
Oh, yeah.
All right, me too.
I used to love
like
shooting
target BB practice? Gun. Like, what would you do with it?
Just shoot things.
Okay. Huh. Do we both secretly want a BB gun?
Yes.
Okay.
Why? I want a BB gun. I also want a BB pistol.
Oh, well, that's what I was thinking.
I was thinking the old Daisy rifle.
Okay.
And the pistol.
Well, you get the rifle, you shoot your eye out.
Oh, that's true. Based on the movie.
If both of us would take a BB gun offered to us and we secretly want to own BB guns, why don't we own BB guns?
I don't own a BB gun because I have a wife.
Okay.
And she doesn't want me to have access to anything dangerous.
Okay.
Like that.
But
even semi-BB dangerous. I'm sorry.
Well, it also looks childish, too.
It does, but I'm a child.
Well, no, but like why?
From a distance, I look like a child, according to some people.
No, that joke,
and a
was
joke
terrible.
That never
joke
dies.
Like,
if I'm your wife, I don't want to tell people that that's your hobby. Like, oh, he's just out shooting.
She wouldn't let me shoot
backyard.
It anywhere, though. That's the problem. Like, we back up to the woods.
Yeah.
But we also back up to a university.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well,
so no, I can't be picking off co-eds.
No, but you could get one of those big foam targets and shoot your BB gun.
She ain't going to let me crap
Why?
Up the yard.
Why?
You know how she
and
be,
you would,
man?
You would judge a neighbor for having that in your backyard.
But that's what's weird about it.
Target.
He's dork.
He would absolutely judge someone. Yeah. I would absolutely judge someone. But both of us want one.
Yes.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
What's the difference, too, in your mind? Between like having a BB gun and just shooting that in your backyard, or like a paintball gun shooting that in your backyard.
Paintball gun seems more sad than BB gun,
and it makes.
But
it
it's the, but you're using it for the same reason.
Yes,
right?
You are.
Yeah, but it doesn't feel like it's at least the BB gun kind of looks like a real gun.
Yeah, it does. Well, they do.
Yeah, right. I don't know. Paintball.
Same
gun.
Satisfaction though, I would think. But you're right. They both have like a different.
There's a different feel.
But yeah. I can go back there and pretend I'm a man. It'd be really a lot of fun.
252-WCMF. Again, we're talking about the story out in Canandaigua. A 58-year-old woman was arrested after police say she pointed a BB gun at two people. It doesn't seem like at the time the two people were aware it was a BB gun, but we're trying to figure out what reason a 58-year-old woman would own a BB gun. Let's talk to Tim. Hey, Timmy, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, brother. What do you got?
So my mom used to use my BB gun to shoot squirrels off the bird feeders, and then there was times where she'd run out of BBs. I'm glad Kimmy mentioned the paintball gun, and she'd be like, I want to know which one of these bastards keep coming back. Go load up your paintball gun. And she'd start shooting my paintball gun out the kitchen window.
She's
at the
tagging
squirrels
with a paintball gun.
It's a pretty rugged mom.
All right, Tim, does your mom is your mother still with us, Tim?
No, she's not.
All right, I'm sorry for your loss. How
she's in prison.
I appreciate that.
How old was
she? She passed away at 59.
Okay, so she was still
she
BB gunning in her 50s.
Window.
Okay, gotcha.
You know, right. She had a straight razor, too.
You got to catch the squirrel first.
Then you razor them good, son.
I feel bad for those squirrels.
Timmy, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. We're getting Instagram messages saying the same thing. Rich writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. My mother-in-law, who's 93, has a BB gun.
93?
She uses it to shoot squirrels and woodchucks.
Well, she brought that back home from Gettysburg.
Who happened to get in her flower garden.
93-year-old woman with a gun scares the crap out of me. Yeah, no kidding,
man. She wants you to see her using that.
I think I could take a 93-year-old woman with a BB gun.
You could take?
No, I'm saying, like, let's say she, not that I would attack a 93-year-old woman, but, like, I think I could dodge a 93-year-old woman's BB gun shot.
You never know, man. They get lucky.
She ain't shooting straight, man.
If you catch that Parkinson's in the wrong way.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Bob. Hey, Bob, how are you, buddy?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Is Bobby Beebe?
Yeah, that's right. Hey, you know, about the lady, the BB gun, if she's on the leeward side of Canandaigua Lake, no, because there's a white target in the black circles. So definitely there's a lot of women, more than you know, on the leeward side of Canandaigua Lake. They don't own a BB gun. Okay?
He's right.
And girls.
That's a good call. Hey, Bob, how old are you, buddy?
I'm 68.
Are you married?
No, I'm not.
Okay, good boy. Do you have a BB gun of your own?
Yes, I do.
Okay, what do you use it for?
Well, I live on the leeward side of Canisius Lake, actually. we get a lot of fish jumping out there. And because there's no snow, and when they're flying fish are running on the leeward side of the lake, of course, it produces a nice meal for us on the leeward side of the lake.
Right.
Tommy, I love it. Yeah. You're right. Leeward side of the lake rules, Tommy.
See what you did.
You're absolutely right.
Bob, thanks for the call, buddy.
We're setting a record for the most times leeward side of the lake has been said on WCMF.
I'm so proud of myself.
Yeah, no, you did great, buddy. You did great. 252-WCMF. I see you guys on hold. Sit tight for a second. What's strange is,
what's up?
You know, for as silly as we think any man owning a BB gun would be.
Yeah, because it's kind of a toy.
It is, but even though we both want one. They sell BB guns like everywhere.
Yes, and they always have. Like, back in the day, parents weren't even concerned about it.
No, not at all.
Getting shot and shooting your buddies with it.
Do they still make them look like real guns, or are they a little bit more...
Have the red tip on it now, so you don't mistake it yes, many things. But back in the day, it looked like an old Western rifle. Like the
pump action.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They still sell those. Action, no, yeah. They still sell those. But again, it's got the orange tip on the end.
Right, but back in the day, no, it had its sights on it and everything.
Unless they've changed BB gun technology and we're unaware of it.
Well, you know they stepped up BB technology.
Maya writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, easiest way to get us. She says, my fiance, who's 25, and my brother, who's 32, both do airsoft. They keep the guns in their house and in their mom's house still.
Do not marry that man.
She goes on. I have played airsoft. I would totally own one, too, if they weren't so damn expensive.
What is airsoft?
We did it once.
Oh, my God. It's the stupidest thing ever.
It's like a Nerf bullet?
No, I hated every second of it.
It's a plastic BB.
And they hurt.
It hurts like a bitch.
Oh.
So Crowley, our old boss, took us on, like, a airsoft, because he played airsoft.
Yeah, and you run around and shoot each other. You're on teams.
And I remember, like, okay, let's go do this. The first time I got shot, like, why are we doing this?
No, it just stings a little. I was like, oh, okay. And then the first time I was like, God damn it.
Wow.
What a stupid idea.
Yeah.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Chico. Hey, Chico. What's up, buddy?
Hey, bud. My buddy had an Uzi BB gun, which was fun to shoot.
All right.
So it was a machine gun BB gun.
It was a machine gun BB gun. Yeah.
Chico's
Israeli BB gun.
Chico's friend's name.
Well, you know, we would set up, you know, just some cans, and you know, we just shoot at them. And,
he used to say, he's my Uzi, man.
I feel like you'd go through BBs too fast, though.
Yeah, BBs. Are BBs expensive, Chico?
No, they're not. They're very inexpensive, but you can put like 100 BBs in this thing and have a good time.
Much like the Uzi.
Chico, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. All right, I'll say this. If I looked out my back window and I saw my grown-ass adult neighbor using
shaking your head.
An Uzi, that would...
I'm thinking it's an Uzi.
Well, they're not going to have an Uzi.
But if I just look out and I see he's holding a machine gun, I'm freaking out. Like, he's gone nuts.
You would hear it.
I don't know. How many Uzis have you heard going off? I don't know if they're loud or they're quiet.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I've never heard an Uzi go off. All right. Mia writes us on Instagram. She is a lady. She looks younger. I own a BB gun. Mm-hmm. I got it for shooting practice, so since I don't have a real one, I only used it once, and now it sits in my safe, LOL. So let's break that down a little bit. The action of a BB gun isn't similar to the action of an actual gun.
No, right? There's no recoil.
Okay, so that those two things equate?
Mm. I don't think so.
All right, two, Mia, why is it in your safe?
Oh, yeah.
It's a BB gun.
Does she have kids, maybe?
Okay, I don't know. Like okay.
Gun? Well, she has around with it.
But she doesn't own a gun. She only owns a BB gun?
She only owns a BB gun.
So she doesn't own a gun safe. She wouldn't need one.
No, she's got a BB gun safe.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, apparently. Okay. That's a thing.
Didn't know that was a thing.
Okay, all right. I can't imagine that shooting with a BB gun would be anything close to shooting with
a gun. I can't imagine it either.
Right?
Yeah.
And if we both can't imagine it. By the way, Tyler writes us, you know, we're talking about airsoft versus BB.
Yeah.
Tyler writes, airsoft guns hurt worse than real BB guns. I had an airsoft pistol when I was a kid. It came with a gel target. The thing was so powerful that it shattered BBs into pieces on the gel target. So
is that the old pellet guns they used to sell?
I don't know what the difference between a pellet
gun. They were more powerful than a BB gun?
Okay, I don't know. BB gun was not in my world. I never had these when I was a kid. That's kind of why I want one. You think my wife would be mad if I came home with a BB gun today?
Sure. She should. So would mine.
But why? I'm a grown man.
Yeah. So why you got a BB gun?
Basically, the difference is just what you're shooting.
Real man has a gun.
Airsoft is like plastic BBs.
No, but I'm smart enough to know that the gun is I can't.
That's what real men carry gun.
No, but I don't trust myself with a gun.
She don't either. So you can't bring either home.
No, I mean if I shoot myself in the foot with a BB, I'll be okay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure.
Let me have my man fun. Kimmy, would you be upset if your husband came home with a BB handgun today?
No. I just want to know why.
Because it's cool.
Yeah.
Wants to go shoot it in the backyard?
Please don't let the neighbors see you doing that.
Would you, if he came home with a target
and
a handgun BB gun?
He has a target at home.
You look like you're like playing pretend. I don't know.
Well, you are playing pretend.
Yeah.
Would you shoot the BB gun if he went in the backyard and did it?
I'd probably give it a try.
Please,
I'd probably give
me
it a try, but I don't get like why
police
that
woman
entertains you for more than one round. Like, okay, this is fun. I'm done now.
Here comes Chico and the man. Freeze!
I do know like guys that do like people that have never shot guns or pistols when they go to a range, they become addicted to shooting it very quickly sometimes. Like people like, oh my God, I didn't realize how much fun this is.
Oh.
And they want to shoot guns at targets.
See, I had the opposite experience.
Yeah. I was like, oh, that was cool.
So most people do, but some people like they've never done it and they go, oh my God, this is like the coolest thing in the world.
No, I remember the first we had my wife and I, we try to do something new for our anniversary every year.
Yeah.
So like 13.
Why not gunfire?
It was like 12, 13 years ago we went to a gun range.
Yeah.
We had never shot guns before. Yeah. The first bullet I fired, I was like, I don't like this
at all.
Well,
the power is.
Yeah.
I kind of got bored like halfway through, and I was like, do I have to keep doing this?
Well, that was
like,
it.
You're supposed to be doing this for like an hour, but it's been 10 minutes. I think I get the idea.
Well, no, but we paid for an hour, Kimmy, and both of us like looked at each other like, this. We're not enjoying this, but we didn't want to be rude, so like we just uncomfortably fired guns for an hour.
So I dated a chick in Florida whose father had guns, you know, and he had like an area in the backyard where you could shoot, you know, and she would go out there and she was 18 at the time.
Okay.
And she was like really good at shooting a pistol. Man.
No kidding.
Like it was like man good. And you would never guess this chick shot pistols. She was probably 90 pounds soaking wet.
Did you cheat on her?
Huh?
Did you cheat on her?
Only once. And I lost a toe.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes, and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Big news yesterday in the world of entertainment.
What happened?
Entertainment, this specific entertainment, that took the world by storm in the late 90s and early 2000s.
Hmm.
The Jackass crew is putting out another movie.
Wow.
A teaser trailer showed up on social media yesterday from Johnny Knoxville teasing Jackass 5, a new movie.
Shouldn't those guys all be dead?
Some of them are.
They have a lot of health problems.
Yeah. Well, no kidding.
Okay. So, Kimmy, is Johnny Knoxville now in his mid-50s?
He's got to be.
He's
hosting it or is he participating?
That's what I'm wondering. Like, is this one of those transition to, like, we're going to host it and other people do stuff?
So, we don't know. The last movie they did, I think it was 2016.
It wasn't too long ago. Well, yeah, 10 years ago.
We're old.
Yeah. He's 54, yeah.
Holy crap. Yeah,
a little late to be jackassing.
So, I mean, that's a literal fact. Yeah. He did a stunt called The Magic Trick, and you can go look this up in the last movie, where he tried to do card tricks for a bull in a bull ring. The bull hit him so hard, he got a brain bleed.
Yeah, that sounds about right. And that's probably not his first one.
So, at one point, I think he has a permanent catheter, too, if I read something correctly.
Because he messed himself up.
Yeah, based on another incident that he had there. There are also a few members of the original crew who have either died in terrible ways away from the camera or are in a terrible way now. Bam Margera being one of them, the skateboarder. He has had a rough run the last 10 years. He is a part of this movie, apparently.
But he's still physically in bad shape?
Yeah.
He's
had addiction problems. He's put on like 100 pounds from where he was before. He was alienated from the whole crew. They got in this like massive fight.
How do you alienate yourself from Jackass? What did you do?
He had a lot of problems in his personal life.
Really bad. Also, remember, he had his own spinoff show called Viva La Bam. You remember that show?
No.
Yeah.
So there was a family member in his life, uncle. What the hell was that kid's name? Don Vito. He was arrested, I think, for child
something like that,
trying to meet a child.
He died shortly after.
Did he die?
I think so.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot. No,
it sounds like you don't need to bring this back.
Yeah, he died
in 2015. And you don't need your kids to see this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know if this is something your kid would even be entertained by, or if we're just the
I just don't want a boy trying this stuff.
Well, I mean, it was the biggest thing in the world for like 5 years.
For a bad reason.
My dad.
And then didn't they have like a spinoff at
Officer
some
Jackass?
Point where it was like all like nature stuff?
Yeah, one of those guys is dead.
But not from the show.
No, he died in it. He died drunk driving, apparently.
Yeah.
But yes, what was that show called?
I can't remember. Like but it was like the next project.
No, there was a point on MTV where like half of their programming were just shoot off Jackass shows. But like, you know, you bring up adults shouldn't want their kids to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I was in late middle school, early high school when this first started. And my dad loved this.
Everybody loved it.
Oh, my dad, yeah, you'd catch him watching it sometimes. Yeah.
I can remember sitting down as a family to watch new episodes.
It's family night.
We'd laugh out loud.
Yes, my brother and I and my dad all on the floor crying with laughter. We the day that the first Jackass movie came out on home video, my dad ran out, rented it, and we watched it together as a family. I remember it vividly.
It was a bonding moment.
Well, and even like the I call them less dangerous stunts, but they were still dangerous. Like, kids would pick up on, like, I remember the shopping cart thing.
Yeah.
Like, running the shopping cart into the curb and launching yourself was, you'd see that everywhere.
Or throwing things at the guy while he's in the shopping cart.
We all did it. I mean, as soon as your buddy got a video camera, everyone had a buddy that went out and got a video camera.
And that's
the
problem, man.
But they put on that PSA up front, don't try this.
Yeah, and that should have worked, right?
So you don't want this?
No, I think it's a bad
idea. I'm curious how they're going to do it. You would think at this point, like, how many other ways are there to hurt yourself?
Well, no, but new kids coming up haven't seen it, so it'll be new to them, right?
But here's the thing.
Like, is it for them? I don't know.
I don't know if it's for us or for the kids.
I hope it's for the kids, and the kids
should
watch
it. But there's no MTV anymore, so kids don't even know.
Well, there is MTV. They just show.
No, I'm pretty sure.
No, that was a fake.
Oh, was it real?
They shut down.
I felt like they were shutting down all new MTV programming.
That I don't know.
Oh.
What are they going to run?
Just old stuff. I don't know.
Wait, does tomorrow remote control?
Nobody knows what that is.
So they didn't shut down MTV?
No, MTV still exists.
It's, I still get it.
He still gets it.
I just don't get it.
He doesn't get it, but
he gets it.
I love how you're sitting here. And look, I agree with you, right, with this Jackass 5 movie that gets teased by Johnny Knoxville yesterday. It is borderline elder abuse at this point.
So we had...
Which, by the way, I'm fine with hanging out with you all day.
So we had the little guy on the show.
A wee man.
So he did a tour.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that kid scared me. Because, like, the things they were doing to him.
But they all made millions of dollars.
I guess, but I don't want to be... I don't want that to happen to me.
No, I understand, but, like...
Like, the kid had problems.
No, I they all have problems.
Right, but this kid, I mean, we met him, and they go...
But in hindsight, yes, you're right. It's not worth what you were getting out of it. But in that time, I mean, think about what degenerates we were when we were teens.
Oh, I get it.
And what our future prospects were. And if they told you...
Get into this gigantic human cannon.
Yeah, and we're going to shoot you, and you're going to make $1.5 million next year. You'd have done it in a second.
I get it, but that's not a good thing.
Okay.
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 Okay. No, like there was a point I was going to make. Okay, no, I remember. Like, you're sitting here saying all the right things, because I agree with you, right? Like, I don't want to see this, and it sounds like a bad
maimed.
Idea. And the second the clips show up on social media, you're going to watch every single
one. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Listen, man, if I see somebody slip and fall... If that guy slipped, I'm going to laugh my ass.
Okay,
you know, so that stuff's just funny forever to you. Like, you're not like, all right, seen this. Or through an adult's eyes with an older body, you're not thinking like, oh, like you can't. It's almost like I wouldn't be able to watch it imagining it happened to me.
But you feel
like,
the pain.
Oh, God, that's got to hurt so bad.
Like, I feel that pain when I see somebody get hurt.
That's why I don't know how you could watch it.
But I still watch all those videos on Instagram when they show up, they get fed to me, and I laugh my ass off. I howl with laughter. Does that make me a bad person?
No, your comedy did that.
By the way, I'm getting yelled at by all the other millennials. I made a mistake.
What was that?
So the nature show was called Wild Boys.
Wild Boys.
Not Nature Boys. And I had said one of them died. No, I was wrong. Wild Boys was Chris Pontius and Steve-O, who, oh my God, that guy went on a rough
run. Well, he did, but I think he got his life together, which makes me think he's probably not a part of this.
But he got his life together through duct tape.
But Ryan Dunn was the one who died when he crashed his Lambo at over 100 miles an hour in Pennsylvania.
But at least he had a Lamborghini.
Yeah, for a little while.
A little while, he had a Lamborghini.
Look at that. Lamborghini. I mean, I'm not going to pay to watch this, but I'm not going to lie. If
you'll
I'm
catch it, you'll catch it on Instagram.
Yeah, when the clips show up, I will watch the clips, and I do feel like a bad person for doing that.
All right.
Because here's the thing. The best case scenario here, if any of them die, we'll know before the movie comes out.
Well, I would assume they already did it all, right?
I don't know. I have no idea. And I would also have to imagine you're not going to put a 54-year-old brain bleed, permanent catheter.
The way this all shook out.
Yeah, Johnny Knoxville in this movie.
Okay.
Because I'm also getting messages on Facebook saying that the last movie they did, they tried to introduce like a younger round of like new Jackass people. So maybe those are the folks they're putting through it.
Okay.
There was a clip that I saw. Do you know, why am I blanking? P.K. Subban. Do you know who P.K. Subban is?
Do not know who that is.
He's a hockey player. He does commentary now. He played for the Canadiens.
He's a legitimate athlete.
They put one of the guys in goalie gear with just a cup, and they had P.K. Subban.
Wait, he was naked?
He was naked with just a cup
and
like leg
pucks.
Pads. They shot a
Wait, he's shooting pucks at this guy?
He hit him in the cup as hard as he could, nailed him right
in the
center.
He had to pass out.
Bro, it's one of the most devastating things I've ever seen.
That's what I mean. I don't know how you guys watch it.
It was also one of the funniest damn things.
Well, Pat loved it. It was a naked guy in the nets.
It was a naked guy in the nets. Kevin.
You heard me. You heard me. You heard me just fine.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.